This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Bookstores are selling serious stuff these days. People wanting to learn more about the origins of terrorism, the military action in Afghanistan. Mark LaFrambois of Politics and Prose here in Washington, D.C., has brought in a book bag full of possibilities for us. Mr. LaFrambois, are people coming in to get books about Afghanistan and terrorism?
Absolutely. I've got several large displays in the store, and that's really been necessitated by people's demand for books on Afghanistan, books on Islam.
What would be the one book you would send them out with if they could buy one book?
I guess it would depend on what they really wanted to know. And I think An Unexpected Light by Jason Elliott is one of the best books on it. It was written well before the conflict in Afghanistan. And he went there as a very young man, traveled with Taliban forces. It contains all of that, the kind of wide-eyed enthusiasm and curiosity that you would expect.
So your basic travel book, it's here in a paperback.
It's a travel literature book, right. It's not a political book. It's a travelogue. It really is.
What else?
What else? Islam Today, Akbar Ahmed, who's a professor at AU.
American University here in Washington.
American University. What he's doing for, I suppose for the Western reader, is talking about what is Islam, Islamic customs, Islamic traditions, the relationship of Muhammad to the text of the Quran.
What else do you have?
Ahmed Rashid's Taliban, which is really the only book I know. Oh, there's a couple, actually. This is the one by far the most popular. It's just a very readable account of the Taliban phenomenon.
I've seen this on the top of a couple of bestseller lists.
It's by far the best-selling book in our store.
And I see you have brought in, this book was out before as well. You have it in paperback, Jihad versus McWorld by Benjamin Barber.
Jihad versus McWorld has been out for a little while, originally published in 1995.
You have another one. This one's a hardcover.
It's a hardcover. It's brand new. It only shipped today. It's called Holy War, Inc., Inside the Secret World of Osama Bin Laden, by Peter Bergen from CNN.
What do you have for children if parents are wondering what their children can...
Talking to my my children's book buyer, who's been a children's book buyer for a long time, she was saying that mostly she's telling parents if their children are afraid, then buy books about children who are afraid. It doesn't have to be directly on the topic. And also there's books that show children and young people acting very courageously because, you know, stressing that this is a time when people can act courageously.
But not necessarily books about Afghanistan or Islam.
Right now there's not. There's a book that was published in Canada that we're eagerly awaiting. It's supposed to come out sometime this month. It's called Breadwinner, about an Afghan girl who dresses like a boy in order that she can work and raise money for her family. And that was, of course, well in the works before this. It's already been out up north. There's also books, Samir and Yonatan, which is about a friendship between a Palestinian boy and an Israeli boy, and a book called Hate Hurts Us that's put out by the Anti-Defamation League. So yes, there are books talking about hate, talking about fear.
What if you just want something that's a bit escapist, and Estelle is going to give you some information about the region? The Kipling book has been mentioned quite often, The Man Who Would Be King, Rudyard Kipling.
Absolutely, and to that I would also add The Road to Oxiana, written by Robert Bryan, which was written in 1933, and it's an eccentric Englishman's travels across Afghanistan. And it's great fun. It really is. It is great fun.
And then, of course, there would be the first Flashman in that series of books by George MacDonald Fraser, which I gather is set in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. We were talking about that earlier today and laughing because we'd all read it years ago, and we were noticing that it had been sitting dormant on the shelves and now is finding an audience. And it's always fun to see a great book find a new audience.
Mark LaFrambois, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Noah. Thank you for having me.
Mark LaFrambois of the Washington, D.C. bookstore Politics and Prose. You can find his recommendations if you visit our website, npr.org.